You think your little pranks are funny, huh? You think they're funny? Well, what do you guys think of my prank? Ring, ring. Hello, what's that? Mordecai and Rigby are banned from using the house phone? Okay.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
You're listening to The Snowplow Show for March 7th, 2017. I'm your host, RBCP, and today's sponsor is Benjamin P. Thanks, Benjamin P., for supporting the show. You will be blamed for many things that go wrong on today's show. I may not say it out loud, but I'll be thinking it if I don't. So on today's show, we're going to call gun owners from this list of gun owners that I have, and we're going to convince them that we've updated their gun's firmware, and that it's now impossible to shoot yourself. It's like an anti-suicide mode, and we're going to get them to test it out. It's going to be hilarious. Before we get started, though, I have two things here. Number one would be this thing that I got from Brendan in Indiana. He posted a hidden video of a prank from the very first episode of The Snowplow Show, which doesn't make any sense. I need to explain this more. So in the very first episode, episode number one of The Snowplow Show, from way back in 2012, I was doing the car ding thing where people were putting phone numbers on car windshields and, you know, ding timber, except it was in July or something. And Brendan wrote one on this truck. Apparently, this guy was a real asshole for some reason. I forget what his reasons were. But he filmed the guy walking around his truck and looking for the dent and everything. And I don't know if you guys remember it. It's the one where I said I was with State Farm Insurance and he was trying to commit insurance fraud. And at some point he said, do what now? So Brendan put up a video on his own YouTube channel of the guy looking around his car for the damage while the call to him plays in the background. I don't know, it's kind of cool if you want to see that. Basically what I'm saying is that Brendan was doing calls of mass confusion years before GAD even thought it up. And what the hell, Brendan? It would have been nice to have this for my video show when it first came out. And I'm just kidding, GAD. I didn't mean that about calls of mass confusion. Brendan's a noob. Don't worry about him. Speaking of calls of mass confusion, though, that whole project is moving ahead. It's moving right along. GAD is finishing them up. He's doing lots of editing. He's still asking me for material to add into the show. And even though we're not doing the calls anymore for calls of mass confusion, ever since the incident, GAD is still hard at work on this, and I have no idea when he's gonna release them. I think he told us in a previous episode, but I forget. But people have been asking, and Calls of Mass Confusion is definitely gonna happen still, like the rest of it, the rest of the season that we'd already done.
Hello?
Hello, Donald?
Yes?
Hello, this is Dave. I work for the cable company, Suddenlink.
Yes.
And there's a small problem. The internet went down today, and as you know, the internet servers are buried in your backyard, so we just need you to go over, over there.
I don't know that either. I thought they were in the front yard.
No, they're in the backyard. They're buried. We buried them there in the early 90s before you moved in. So we just need you to go over to the switch and hit the switch for us.
No, I'm not hitting no switch. If you want to... You want somebody to do something, you send them over.
The switch is inside your house, though.
For what?
For the internet, to reset the internet.
I don't even know where that would be or how I would do that.
It's down by the breaker box.
You mean out in the garage?
Yeah, yeah. For the internet service. It's right by the breaker box. You just hit the red button and it'll all reset itself. And then everyone can have their internet back.
Is this outside or inside?
It's wherever the breaker box is. It just says here on this paper, it's by the breaker box.
There is no red button on the breaker box. I'm serious. I'm not going to play with any of this.
Well, no, it's in a hidden panel next to the breaker box. You have to do a secret knock to open it up. It's so you don't accidentally hit it by mistake and shut off all the internet for North Carolina.
Sir,
yeah?
You have a good day.
Well,
I really need you to help us out. Okay, he hung up. He answered so quickly, I didn't really have much time to think, to remember what the cable company was there. So I think I sounded a little suspicious on that one at first.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Rogal?
Yes?
Hi, this is William from Suddenlink, the cable internet company. And it looks like we've had the servers go down with the internet, and those are located in your backyard. We just need you to go hit the reset button.
What do you mean? We live in a condo building.
Correct.
I don't know why I have to go here.
Yeah, it's you live there on Riverview Drive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we've buried all of our internet servers in your backyard.
We did?
No, we did. Before you moved in, we did this in 2009. Like, all the internet servers for the state of North Carolina, they're underneath your backyard and house. It's a large server farm.
I wouldn't know what to do. Can you call somebody else here in the building who know more about us?
Well, no, you're the only one that lives there at 90... It's in your yard. But
we don't have a yard. We have, like...
You know what I mean. It's there next to, like, underneath your house.
Underneath? I'm not going to go underneath the house.
No, you just
because
have...
Because it's the calling space.
You just have to go to your breaker box and hit the buttons on it. You just have to flip all the switches, basically. And that'll reset the internet for...
The breaker box for my condo here?
Yeah. You have to shut off all the power and then turn it back on, and that'll fix it. That'll fix the internet for millions of users across North Carolina.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
It's easy.
I cannot even open the breaker box.
Oh, do you have a hammer? Do you have a hammer?
Well, I'm not going to hammer this. You know, I have a design on there. I'm not going to ruin this all. Who's going to pay for this, put it back up on the way it is?
Well, I don't know. You can pay for it, because you're the one that can't open the door.
Right, but, you know, I have nothing to do with... I have internet. I'm on my breaker box. It's all from my breakers inside of the condo.
Yeah, your internet works because it's located in your yard, so it would just work because it's so close to you. But for the rest of North Carolina, it's all broken. So we just need...
What do I have to do? Push every button, turn on and off?
Yeah, and all the breakers, all of the switches inside that box. Or just the one on the very top. That's the only one. That should probably do it if you just hit that one on top.
Well, see, but the numbers on here that says heat and range and AC and water heater, dryer, kitchen, this doesn't say nothing about...
Yeah, we did it in
secret. I screwed up.
No, we did it in secret because we didn't want you to know that you were paying for the electricity for North Carolina's internet. Because you pay for the electric bill for our internet.
Yeah, because we have your internet.
Right, yeah, but, you know,
why doesn't somebody come here and I can see and he can say where he's coming from? And said, I'm getting the direction on the telephone, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, they're busy.
Why don't we do this?
They're too busy.
Well, I know, but I'm not, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I need to have, like, proof that you're actually from where you're calling from.
Oh, just look at your caller ID. That's proof enough.
I don't have a caller ID.
You don't? Why not? You know, we sell caller ID boxes. They're only $10.
What is your name, may I ask?
My name is Dave. I'm with Suddenlink, the internet company.
Yeah, I know it's an internet company. Don't you have, like, a code, a number?
Yeah, 73.
Well, that's a little short, Joe. Let me check. Let me call Suddenlink personally. I'm sign out, okay?
Okay, just tell him that the entire internet is under your house. She's gone. She almost did it, though. She almost flipped all the switches. That's all she had to do, and then the internet would have been fixed, but nope, she had to make a big problem of it. Such an easy thing to do, just flip all the switches. What the hell, lady? Okay, they picked up and hit a bunch of touch tones. That makes me want to call them back over and over. Till they pick up. Because now I know they're home.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Yes.
You picked up and just hit a bunch of touch tones at me. That was weird. What'd you do that for?
I don't know.
Are you okay? I mean, that seemed pretty odd. An odd thing to do.
No, it's a normal thing to do.
Is it? Like, I don't know. When I pick up the phone, I always just pick up and I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Right. That way you know who's calling.
I know.
Well, why
but I don't know who's calling.
That's why you pick up and say hello. Don't you know how to use a phone?
I don't.
Apparently not. Anyway, this is Roy from Suddenlink, the cable company.
Okay.
And our servers are down right now. And as you know, the servers, they're buried in kind of in your backyard. And the switch to reset the servers is over by your breaker box. Could you just reset that real quick?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have more instructions for me?
Oh, you just go over to the breaker box and flip all the switches. That'll reset the internet for North Carolina.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you doing it?
Bye.
You have to walk over there first.
Yeah.
I know you don't know how to use really standard things in your home, like telephones and stuff, so I can walk you through it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. You pick up the phone, you're just like... Click. That's you. That's what you sound like when you pick up a phone.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Bye.
Well, no, we got to get this internet reset.
Okay.
All the internet's down. Just go to the breaker box.
Okay.
All right. Are you walking over there?
Breaker box.
What?
I'll go to the breaker box.
Okay. I'm
Bye.
Waiting. No, I'm waiting. You have to. I'll walk you through it over the phone. Ma'am? And she's gone. Maybe I should change my caller ID. Right now it says it's like some county office building coming up on their caller IDs. And when they call it back, it's just a fax line. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to update my number so it doesn't look as weird.
Hello,
Sandra.
Who's calling, please?
Oh, this is Dave from Suddenlink, the cable internet company.
Oh, okay.
And we've got kind of a problem. The internet's down for most of North Carolina. And you know we have the servers, those are located on your property, right?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I don't know, something about the internet being down?
I don't think so. I was using it already today.
Hello, ma'am? Ma'am,
yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Internet's working fine.
Oh, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's actually the internet for most of North Carolina, and the servers are located on your property, and we just need you to reboot the servers for us.
Reboot the servers?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if you'll just let me talk, you'll know what I'm talking about. Can you just tell Mark to shut up? He's not making this easy.
There's nothing wrong with my computer.
I didn't say anything was wrong with your computer. I said our servers are buried on your property, idiot.
Idiot.
All right, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Hey, tell Sandra to shut up, okay?
Hang it up.
Yeah, tell her to hang it up.
Just hang it up. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Hang it up. Don't call back.
I'm going to call back. Well, that took a turn. Let's call right back. He said to call right back, right? I think that's what he said. I think he needed to switch phones or something.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
And he was really yelling at his wife. I'm kind of worried for her safety now. I almost feel like I should try and call back a third time. But I won't. I'm just going to move on.
Hello.
Hello, Kenneth?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tom from Suddenlink, the cable company.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, our servers are down for most of North Carolina. And you know our servers are located underneath your property, right?
No.
Like underneath the house? We just need you to reset those real quick.
I got to go under the house?
Oh, no, no. You just go to your breaker box and just turn off the switches. Because we run our electricity off of your breaker box.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's going to take me a bit to get out there because I'm all crippled up.
Oh, no problem.
I'm walking with a cane. Andy, give me a flashlight. Jeez. So I can see what I'm doing out there. Hold on a minute, Tom, right?
Okay. Hey, stop it.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I heard touch tones.
Give me a jacket. Put on a green jacket. How come the name on my caller ID says something else?
Oh, I'm calling from my personal cell here at the Central Operations Center here in North Carolina.
All right.
That sounds believable, right?
Yeah. Come outside, Ian.
I'm right behind you.
Go ahead, go.
Okay.
Just grab the small door.
Bossy.
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Here, take this, Annie. Go hang it up. He's on the phone.
Okay.
Hey there, chicks.
Ann? Ann? Don't hang it up.
Go ahead. All right. I'm out here. You still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Oh, just if you could just flip the main switch, that should do it. That should reset everything that's underneath the house.
Where's this at?
Oh, the breaker box. You know, the circuit breakers?
Light.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hold on. I got something for the telephone here, and then I got another box, a bigger one.
Just flip all the switches. That's what I always say. Just flip them all.
It's got a lock on it, and it don't open.
Oh, well, it's the one for your own house, the one for your electricity. You know, that turns off your lights.
Oh, you're talking about... I don't know what the hell you were talking about. I gotta go back in the garage. Hold on.
Okay.
I misunderstood you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's just we wired up all of the internet servers onto the back side of your switches so nobody would see them.
This shit gotta get cleaned up. I can't even get over here. Hold the phone so I can talk to him.
All right.
All right, now which one you want me to click?
Just the main switch that turns off all the power on the whole house.
You kidding?
No, you just let it be off for about 10 seconds and then turn it back on. And then that way it'll all reset and North Carolina's internet will be restored.
It's a 200 amp breaker, right?
Yeah, 220. 221. Whatever it takes. Hello, Ann? Kenneth? Your cordless phone seems to have gone dead. I can't imagine why. What the hell? He did it. And what the hell was with that guy? Did you hear the way he was talking to his wife? What a mean person. He wasn't like, honey, do you think you could help me with this? Could you just grab that flashlight and hold it for me? He was just barking orders to her. And then he told her to clean up something. He's like, this place is a mess. It needs to be cleaned up. And I'm pretty sure he wasn't suggesting that he's going to clean it up soon. That's what the wife is for, right? What a dick. Now the phone's just ringing over and over. I think their cordless phone base unit is still rebooting or something.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Kenneth?
I just tried to call you back.
Oh, yeah, this is Tom. For some reason, the phone disconnected. I'm not sure why.
Well, because I got a a cordless phone.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So I shut the breaker off, like you said.
Yeah, it looks like...
And I kept it off for about 15 seconds.
Oh, you're only supposed to do 10.
Well,
but I guess 15 was okay, because I'm looking at the board here, the main control panel board, and we got green lights across the board. It looks like North Carolina's internet is back up.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, we right before you guys moved in, I think in 2006, we buried all of our internet servers underneath your house for tax for tax purposes.
No, I don't care. I really don't care.
Okay, well, yeah, just...
But I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah,
the number you called me from, it wasn't the name Tom. It was a 636 number, and some old woman just called. Answered a phone, and I called.
That was probably my mother. She picked up the extension upstairs. She's always doing that to me. She listens into my calls, too, when I'm trying to talk to friends and stuff.
Because I said, is Tom there? And she said, no, he's not. And I said, does he work for Suddenlink?
She
said, no.
She's just being a bitch. That's how she is. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I just want to make sure this is an up-and-up deal.
Oh, yeah, it's completely on the up-and-up. Oh, hey, incidentally, could you put... We just need to run a quick test. Could you put Trixie on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
It'll just take a second.
She's right here.
Okay. What kind of dog is it?
Cockapoo.
Okay. We've been sending Wi-Fi signals into her brain for the past year. She should be able to troubleshoot this with us.
Tom?
Yes? Yeah?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying if you could put Trixie on the phone real quick, I just have to ask a question.
A dog don't talk on a phone, Tom.
Yeah, she'll understand, though, and she'll respond. It's okay. I can hear. I have sensors and stuff.
Come here, Trix. Come here. Say hello.
Well, she doesn't say hello. Come on, don't be an idiot.
Well, she barks.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm not trying to get her to bark. We're just trying to do some quick troubleshooting. Can you just put the phone up to her ear?
It's up to her ear.
Okay. Hey, Trixie, who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Are you a good girl, Trixie? Yes, you are. You are a good girl. Yes, you are, Trixie. Hello?
Okay, did you get your signal?
Yeah, everything looks good. We got green lights across the board. Trixie is confirming everything's fine. Everything looks good.
You know what's funny? Trixie's pretty old, and she's got cataracts, and she's blonde.
Yeah, but
she hears you talking to her. I got it on a speakerphone, and she's looking all around, like, where is he?
Yeah, well, you know, we've got the sensors here that picked up the response that her brain gave. You know, they're right under your house, so we can pretty much just do whatever we want.
Why would the servers for all of North Carolina be under my house? Would you tell me that?
We started construction in 2005, and we had it all up and running by 2006, and I think you guys moved in shortly after.
The house was just starting to be built in 2006.
Yeah, but we built it underneath the house. Like, it's kind of like this really large basement. There's 8 sub-levels.
Oh, Tom, come on. Who the hell are you?
This is Tom. Did you just say Tom? Who are you? I'm Tom.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? 8 sub-levels?
Of internet servers. It takes
like a fucking water.
It takes a lot of servers to run the internet for all of North Carolina. I mean, even someone like you has to know that.
What do you mean, even someone like me?
Nothing, never mind, you wouldn't understand. But there's an entrance to the whole thing, like inside your house. It's a secret entrance. But it's locked. You can't go in there.
Tom, you're full of shit.
You're full of shit. Fuck you.
Fuck you twice.
Fuck.
What's your last name?
Fuck you 3 times, motherfucker.
Oh, you are a piece of shit, motherfucker.
Hey, at least I don't talk to my wife like she's a maid or something. Aw, he didn't even hear that. which is probably a good thing, because it probably would have pissed him off, and he would have gone in there and, like, backhanded her, thrown her across the room a couple times. So the dog's name is not in the directory, you guys. I don't know if you heard it before, but they said something about Trixie. They were calling Trixie or something earlier in the call. I don't remember what happened. All I know is that he put Trixie on the phone. You guys want to hear a prank call by someone that is not me? Because this guy sent one in almost a year ago. His name is SS. Not sure if that's his real name, but he says, "I am 13 from Britain, and I listen to your show a lot, and I thought it'd be funny just to say a joke, which I thought would have been said often, but he laughed a lot, so I guess I was the first one. I have no idea what he's talking about. I guess it's related to the call that he sent." So he sent me two things. He sent a picture, and it looks like he's pranking a place called ISIS Removal and Storage. Like ISIS, as in ISIS. And then he sent me a M4A file, which is a pain in the ass because it won't preview inside of Gmail. But I'm not complaining. It's not your fault. It's totally Benjamin P's fault. So let me download this and play it in my own player. Okay, here it goes.
Good afternoon, ISIS Removals and Storage. How can I help?
Hello, is this ISIS Removals and Storage?
You said it was.
Yes. Please, can I have ISIS removed?
Sorry?
Please, can you remove ISIS? And also, how will you store them?
I'll do my best that we can store them.
Okay, because they seem to be quite a nuisance, you know, they're causing a lot of trouble.
Those damn ISIS.
Yeah, of course they are, yes. But we're based in Oxford, and Ruby is called ISIS, and she's an Egyptian goddess, so, I'll do my best, but I can't promise it.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
What a nice guy. Oh, did you hear that? He's, like, laughing as he hung up. That's pretty funny. Thank you, SS from Britain, for sending a prank call in.
Brad. Brad. Oh,
great way, Brad, to start out the voicemail.
You were doing that alphabet thing, like the, I was going to say, like, the NATO phonetic alphabet. You could use N for N for Nobby. So that could, and oh, hi, Brad, and you forgot.
Of course.
You forgot to do my idea. Remember my Nobby idea? You'll need to call up people and just, you know, just talk like a normal person, but call them Nobby.
Always, yeah, say, I know.
Hello, Nobby.
I meant to do that, and I even made a post-it for it so that I wouldn't forget. It's on my monitor right now, I swear. That's why I always say, "Hello there, Nobby," every time you call me. I swear I'm going to do it, because I can't remove this post-it until I do it, so I promise it'll happen.
And keep calling them Nobby. I guarantee you it will get people.
What the fuck does
angry.
Nobby mean?
There'll be steam coming out of people's heads. Bye.
I don't know. Are they even going to know what it means?
Hey, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey.
So, I'm listening to the Blueprint Show, and you're kind of trying to come up with, like, letters. Like, you didn't have a good one for R.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, when somebody says, "Hey, spell your bell," why don't you say R is for rheumatoid arthritis, or R is for retard, or retardation, or some shit like that. But rheumatoid arthritis would be the funniest thing, because it's like, who the fuck knows how to spell rheumatoid arthritis?
I sure don't.
Also,
are you sure that starts with an R? I don't think it does.
I love you, bye.
Okay, Gloria. Yeah, it looks like for R, all we have right now is rim job and racism. That's on the offensive list. On the confusing list, it just says R as in "Are you listening?" Which is confusing, but not completely funny. I don't know, I'd like to see a more confusing word for R. So I don't know, maybe I'll use rheumatoid arthritis. I don't even know what that is. What is it, Gloria?
Yes, this message is for a Brad Carter. This is Matt, the manager at the Green Bay Water Municipality. And the FBI took this off to your little game.
I knew this was coming.
Your little Ponzi scheme that you have with our resources.
It's not a Ponzi scheme.
We found
free
an
water.
Extra $31,000 to be owed to us by you.
Yeah,
we
whatever.
We expect that payment by the end of the month. And
My contract's pretty clear.
If you do not comply, we will have to escalate this. And we don't want to do that.
I'll just show you my rental
Bradley
agreement.
Carter, we expect payment at the end of the month. Thank you very much.
It says right there in black and white, water is included with the rent. I don't have to pay shit.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico calling.
Hey.
Just a quick suggestion for phone calls, because you haven't done this in quite a while, and I think the new listeners might enjoy this.
Okay.
Can you revive the "you have no phone calls right now" operator calls?
I'm going to do it.
That would be nice. Anyways, hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Nico. Yeah, I would like to bring that one back. That could be fun. I probably won't do it on this show. I think the show's pretty much over. We're just doing voicemails. In fact, why is anyone still listening to this? The show's over. It's just going to be voicemails, and then it's over. You big dummies, why are you still listening?
I like the part on Jerky Boys where Saul Rosenberg farts and then goes, ow.
Yeah, I like that too. That was funny. We're like twins.
Hey, Brad. It's infected. Still alive. Hey, anyway, there. I was just listening just to
get that
the
looked
recent
at.
Show, and I can't help but get tired of you using the Chinese government. You should use Russia. I mean, Russia's a much bigger trigger with some people nowadays than China.
That's true.
It's just a suggestion. Love the show anyways.
Yeah, I'll try to throw Russia in there occasionally.
Holy shit, Brad. Breaking news. Dun-dun-da-da-da!
Here we go.
Pizza Hut is releasing a shoe with a tracking feature in it, and you can press the tongue of the shoe, and it will know your location and know where to deliver your pizza.
That sounds stupid.
I would send you the link, but I don't have internet because I'm a hobo, and you're right, I don't support you on Patreon either, but I do share your show.
What a jerk.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know because it reminds me of your shoe shows that you play where you tell people that the GPS tracker
is not
functioning properly.
That's crazy.
And I was just like, holy shit, Pizza Hut stole an idea from your show. Anyway, love you, Brad. Bye.
This show is always predicting the future. It's so weird. Just yesterday, somebody posted in the PLA Facebook group about a new Starbucks robot that's going to steal all the jobs from humans. But it's real.
Hey, Brad.
It's crazy.
This is Chef Troy. I'm down in your kitchen right now. I've been cooking for about 3 hours, and
wonder what that smell was.
Some dishes that I think you're gonna really like. First up, we have the appetizer, which is cactus bites with a go-tup sauce. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I guess.
And on to the main course.
I don't want to sit here and talk about food. I just want to eat it.
Hey, okay.
God damn it. Get up here with my goddamn dinner.
With a side of fries. For the drink, we have a Go Cup.
Of course. It has to be a Go Cup.
Sorry, Brad. I fell asleep.
It's okay. I just delete the long pauses.
Like I said, for the drink, we have a Go Cup full of grape juice, so... you better get down here right now and eat this lunch I made you, because
okay.
You're barely paying me.
Be right there. And, let me stop this voicemail so I can get down there quicker.
Oh, hey there, RBCP. This here is El Hombre. Yeah.
Hey. Woo-hoo. I guess.
I just thought I called to say
whatever.
Hello, and knew I'd have to cheer myself, because obviously you wouldn't do it, because
yeah.
You're just a big hobo.
That's true.
You wouldn't give me the golf claps, would you?
Nope.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm calling to say hello, because I haven't talked to you in a little while. So, hello.
Hello.
Two, I wanted to say I love you. I love your show. It's funny.
Thanks.
And this Blueprints one, man, that just killed me. I was dying all over the place.
Tee-hee.
And then I came back to life. I was so dead that I become undead again.
That's
so thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you for killing me with laughter and bringing me back to life with laughter. It was really nice.
Anytime.
You know,
thanks for not charging me with
things
murder.
Things have been crazy in my life, so I kind of miss... you know, a lot of the shows lately and stuff, but...
we'll stop missing them.
RB, thanks for playing my tune. I love you. I love your shows. You make awesome laughter happen in my soul. And thank you. I love you, honey baby.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, Brad?
Yeah?
Brad, can you hear me?
Sure.
I'm sorry, are you there? Sorry, the connection here is really bad. Can you can hear me okay? God damn it, Brad, I need you to say yes so I can...
Yes!
Welcome
yes!
you to the botnet or something. FOD87, checking
hey.
In after a while. Hopefully you get your stuff back from the FBI soon.
That'd be nice.
A couple episodes ago, probably like a month ago, some guy was asking about that Dear God, My Neighbor is an Asshole song you played. It's by Bone Cage, and it's called Dear God, so hopefully he gets this message.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gets that.
I think I figured that out, but did I figure it out on the show? I can't remember if I ended up playing it or not, but I definitely figured it out after the voicemails, because I was kind of curious about it.
Since you seem to have a huge boner for, I don't even remember the fucking name, XYZ, I'm going to listen to his show next time.
He's okay.
Because I've never heard it before, and since you have a huge boner for him, I'm going to listen to it. That's all, Brad. Later.
Yeah, be sure to yell at me because you don't like XYZ after you listen to him. That's the best.
Hey, Roy. Listen.
I just listened to one of your voicemails, or fuck it, did I say voicemail? Fuck it! Anyway, I listened to one of your prank calls where you called this lady up as Satan and used, like, a voice changer and, like, made the caller ID come back as, like, 666.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was so hilarious. I started rolling on the floor laughing. Like, literally. Whoa. Literally.
Whoa.
Literally. Anyway, it was hilarious.
You're the first person to actually do that.
As Satan and change your caller ID to 666. That was hilarious. Thanks. Bye, Roy.
All right. An entire show of me being Satan. Even though my voice changer really sucks on this mixer. Listen to this.
I don't sound like Satan.
You can still hear my real voice in the background. It's fucking stupid.
Hello, this is Satan. I'm calling from the corporate office.
It's never going to work. I need to get a better voice changer thing. But I will try to remember to do that soon.
Hey, this is Lonely Straight Guy calling from the lesbian capital of America, Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
I had a couple ideas. You were doing this lawn care thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I think if you did it and you told people you were working late, you know, you're working on the... You just came in, but they sprayed the lawn today, the same day, then people would believe you more. Then you said, listen, we're going to be out in the first thing in the morning, and we're going to take care of this, but we got to take care of it right away in the morning. I just want to let you know we'll be out there real early to hear some noise. See how that works. Also, when you did the
5 a.m.
drone thing,
that's when we'll be there.
With you said, hey, I'm with the drone, I'm with the Amazon, and listen, we're doing drones in your neighborhood. I don't know if you heard this or not. This is probably great news. You might want to try it out. But anyway, our drone was flying over, and this rarely happens, but a package got disconnected. We have trackers on them, and the package, you're not going to believe this, fell on your roof. I don't know if you heard it a little while ago, but our driver has to get it. It
might
be a
blood
product. It might be a human organ. We got to get it to the hospital. Got to get it to its delivery by 7 a.m. I don't know what's in it, but we got to get it off your roof.
Yep. Okay, I will try to do that one soon. That's actually a really good one, that the Amazon drone dropped their package. We're tracking it on top of their roof or something. That could be fun. I've been wanting to do some Amazon drone package calls. And holy crap, Lonely Straight Guy, you left me like 3 really long voicemails all in a row. 2 minutes, 1 minute, 1 minute, what the hell? I'm not gonna listen to all of these. I have shit to do. I have to go down in the kitchen and have my dinner that one of the listeners made me.
Hey there, Rory, how's it going? This is your favorite boy, Wayne Crap.
Yep.
Coming
okay.
Route 44 from Yosemite.
So for future people who want to call into the voicemail, maybe don't play your radio really loud or whatever he was doing when you leave a message on the show. Doesn't seem to work out too well.
Hey, Roy. It's Nick.
Hey, Nick.
From Nitco Incorporated. You know, I was going through some payroll work, and I don't see Brad the producer on the docket. So I need you to do me a favor and go ahead and just fire him from your show forever.
I knew it.
Because I don't even think he's a real producer. I think he's a scam. If you don't do this, I'm going to fire everyone.
Shit.
I'm going to fire you and you and you. I'm going to fire everyone listening to the show. Fuck all y'all. All
right, I'm turning this voicemail off. This voicemail's scary. And I don't want to get fired, so sorry,
hey,
Brad the producer.
It's Brad the producer.
What? No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, I'm lying. It's Kyle from Florida. So I heard about that Kyle from Minnesota guy.
Sure got me.
You could tell him to go fuck himself. Because nobody likes me. Anybody from Florida
me. Your phone's upside down. You're holding your phone the wrong way. Seriously, it just goes on and on like this for a while, you guys. I don't know what happened. Fucking Kyle from Florida. He can't do anything right. Let's do just a few more of these homeowner people, and then I'm gonna get out of here. Maybe I can try out the Amazon drone thing that What's-His-Face was telling me to do. Say they dropped a package on their roof or something.
Hello.
Hello, Sherry?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm from Amazon.
And yes.
We had a drone delivery going over your house, and it accidentally dropped the package on your roof. You know, one of
what?
The... You know, we have drone deliveries. It's like little airplanes, and they fly around and deliver packages.
Right, right.
And one of our drones dropped a package on top of your house. We're tracking it with GPS. We can see that it's on your house right now.
Really?
Yep. It dropped one of the boxes. It's destined for Mrs. Steuben's house.
That's too. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it happens. These things are kind of new, and it just kind of dropped
and
the package.
And what do you want me to do?
Well, can you climb out there on the roof real quick and just retrieve it, and we can send Mrs. Steumann over to your front door?
No, thank you.
What do you mean, no thank you? Okay. I swear, people just don't want to help out their fellow neighbor anymore. She's like, yeah, it's going to make me miss The Price is Right. I can't do anything.
Hello?
Hi, Beverly?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, you know, the delivery company.
Yes.
And we had a drone flying over your house with some packages, and it dropped.
Really?
It accidentally dropped one of the packages on your roof.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think you could climb out there real quick and just pick it up?
Oh, yeah, I'll just climb right up there, yeah. Who is this?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great, because Mrs. Steumann's, it was supposed to be 15-minute delivery, and she's kind of pissed right now that it's not at her house yet.
Who is this calling?
My name is Steve Dave from Amazon.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean? Yeah, okay. You act like...
You don't think a 77-year-old woman is going to climb up on the roof?
Well, I don't see why not. It's not like it's a really steep roof. It's just a normal roof.
Hey, Sam. This guy's calling. He says he's from Amazon, and they had a drone drop packages off and accidentally dropped one on the roof and wants to know if I can climb up there and get it. That's what I'm going to do.
Can Sam do it?
Who is this? If you know who we are, how do you know who's...
Well, because you just said his name. You just said Sam.
I'm going to hang up now.
Hey, do you think you could send one of those loud-ass birds out there to pick it up?
Yes. Okay.
Could you do that real quick?
No. Goodbye.
Please. Pretty please. I don't know, guy in the voicemail. This doesn't seem to be working out that well.
Hello.
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from Amazon.
Yeah.
And we had a package delivery flying over your house just a little bit ago today. And the package, it fell off of our drone, and it landed on your house.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding at all. And we're tracking it via GPS. You know, there's GPS inside the box. And we...
Yeah?
Yeah, we can tell that you went up there and you took it off the roof and brought it in your house. And you better not open that. It's not yours. Just because it's on your property, it's not yours.
If it landed on my house, it's mine, buddy.
No, it's not. No, it's addressed to somebody else. You're breaking.
And you're not from Amazon either.
I'm totally from Amazon. You're breaking federal laws if you open that up and just steal that laptop.
If I find it, it's open. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's not true at all. Nope.
Yes, it is.
Now we've got you on recording, admitting that you're going to commit mail fraud.
Yeah, that's right. I admit.
Okay. Can you state your full name and then say, I admit that I plan to do mail fraud?
My name is Jim Jones.
That's not true. That's a lie.
And I'm talking to somebody who's impersonating Amazon.
You're a liar and a thief now.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you think I'm impersonating? What makes you say that?
That's impossible.
What part is impossible?
Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
But which part's impossible? Which part don't you believe? Why don't you believe me? I don't understand.
I don't believe anything you said. I don't believe you even called. Nobody called here.
Yeah, okay. You're right. You should just hang up. It's all a dream. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Let me talk to Joe, will you?
Joe's not here.
Okay.
Joe doesn't want to speak to you anymore.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, go back to sleep.
I'll do that.
Good night, James. Woo.
Bye.
Steve Dave out. He didn't even hear that. He just hung up. Nobody's going to get pissed about this Amazon thing. I don't understand. I only have a few numbers left on this page, and then I'm giving up. I quit. At least I tried, though. We'll do this on a different show. This whole dropped package thing. I like this idea.
Hello,
Joseph?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from Amazon.
Yeah, what do you want?
And, don't be rude. We had a package flying over your house, and the package fell off of the drone, and it landed on top of your house.
Well, send your drone back to get it.
Well, no, we were going to, but we can see, we're tracking it via GPS. We see that you took it off of your roof and brought it in your house, and you better not open that up. It's not yours.
Oh, shit.
It's... I don't know why people just keep hanging up on me. This seems sort of believable, right? Looks like the next one lives on Pelican. And it's busy. You know, I've been getting a lot of busy signals today. I don't know why. I didn't think busy signals were still a thing. Apparently these people, they don't have call waiting and they don't have caller ID. So they always have to ask me what my number is.
Hello.
Hello, Percy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from Amazon.
Yes.
And we had a drone delivery going over your house today, you know, flying over your house with the package. And the package the package fell off the drone and landed on your house. And
you aren't serious.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, you aren't serious, are you?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious. We're tracking the package through GPS. And we can see that you took the package off the roof and you went inside the house with it. And you better not open it up, because that's not your package. That belongs to someone else. That belongs to Mrs. Stuman. She lives just a few blocks down, so don't be opening
it's
that up.
You've got to be crazy. Nobody took a package off the roof.
Well, somebody got up there on the roof, and then they went inside your house with the package.
You're nuts.
No, I'm not nuts. Look, you can't just get out of doing mail fraud by saying I'm nuts.
Well... You are. Nobody got on a roof at 70-mile-an-hour winds today. So.
Look, it's not. There's nothing valuable in that package. Please don't open the package. It's just a bunch of...
don't have the package, so don't worry about it.
It's a bunch of feminine products, okay? You don't want to open that. There's totally not a laptop computer in there, okay? Belongs to Mrs. Stuman, goddammit. Okay, he hung up. And I give up on these. I tried to make people upset with this whole package thing, and it just does not work. I don't know why. I blame What's-His-Face in the voicemails, and partially Benjamin P. I blame him, too, but mostly that guy in the voicemails. Anyway, I think it's time to end today's show, so thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Benjamin P., for sponsoring the show today. And hey, everyone, what the hell? How come you're not supporting the show? You should be supporting the show for just $5 a month at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. For $5 a month, you get an extra episode every week called The Hobosode, and you get access to the archive of live video shows. It's totally worth it. Everyone should do it. Patreon.com/phonelosers, phonelosers.com/cactus. Today, we're ending the show with a song by some band called Redbox and the Chili Peppers. This one is called Flip All the Switches, and I feel like this one's appropriate because I was trying to get everyone to flip all their switches before.
Circle K, Pam speaking.
Hello, Pam. It's Roy Gerbell.
Yes?
I'm calling you from the corporate cell.
Okay.
There's a problem you need to know. Your system's down and the network's slow.
Oh, great.
Every time you make a sale, the board lights up and the hard drive fails. But don't worry, we can make it stop. Head to the back and find the breaker box. Okay, now just you listen.
Do what you're told.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of them?
We're resetting the system.
I'm scared to do this.
Flip all the switches. We'll fix this now. We need your help. This is a part of working in retail.
Okay, then.
Don't you worry, we're almost through. Open the door label panel 2. Okay, now just you listen.
We gotta do this now?
You need to flip all the switches.
All of these in front of me?
We're resetting the system.
Well, what system are you trying to reset?
Flip all the switches. I know you hear alarms going on.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
And you think you need to call your boss. Customers keep coming in. Keep your focus and please ignore them. This is the worst problem I've ever seen.
Oh, great.
Now it's affecting all of the machines. We've got one last chance to gain control.
Hold on then.
Find the door labeled 900 volts. Okay, now just you listen.
I signed your paycheck.
You need to flip all the switches. We're resetting the system.
It's gonna shut the whole store down.
Flip all the switches. It's okay, ma'am. the lights went out.
Whoops, there went the light.
The circuit's waiting for another route.
I can't see anything.
Keep flipping all the breakers down the road.
4, 5,
oh shit,
6.
You're on a cordless swap.
Hello? Now do I turn them back on?
Yes, ma'am, you turn them back on.
Hold on, then.
Every time you turn one on, you have to tell me that you turn it on. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it looks like everything's back on.
I'm checking the board now, and as a matter of fact, some of the lights are now turned from red to green, so it's actually working.
And I'm green on that side?
It looks like, yes, ma'am, it's a very successful job. You've done a very good job. Have yourself a cup of coffee on the house.
I've worked here for over a year, and I've never had anybody call me in the middle of the night and have me do that.
It happens from time to time, ma'am. It rarely happens, but it does happen.
Okay. So all of my computers and everything will all come back up and everything?
It might take about 2 or 3 hours, but they will come back up.
Okay, then. So it's okay for us to hang up then?
Yeah.
Is this America?